Friends, this is Austin Coleman for the Action Citizen Ticket, the ticket that is representing you. Phoenix being the wonderful city it is, opportunity is all around. If you want to make sure that you are given an equal opportunity, vote for the candidates on the Action Citizen Ticket. Vote for Mayor Richard F. Hollis, for Councilman Robert L. Aiden, Charles Farrell, Ed Corrick, Manuel Pena, Lincoln J. Ragsdale, and Madeline Van Arsdale. At this time, we want you to hear from a great man for the Action Citizens Ticket, the Reverend G. Benjamin Brooks, President of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and Pastor of the Southminster Presbyterian Church, Reverend Brooks.
My friends, this is the Reverend George Brooks. I will vote on Tuesday, November 12th for the members of the Action Citizens Ticket. This ticket is made up of men concerned with people, all people. They are concerned with young people, I know. I've worked with them to help find jobs for youth and adults. Lincoln Ragsdale and I have traveled this whole city to open doors of opportunities. He deserves your vote. Richard Hollis has been a man in Congress, a man who has always voted for those things which will benefit all people. This man, in fact, I would call him a friend to man, deserves your vote on Tuesday. A vote for the members of the slate is a vote for progress, equal opportunities, better community leadership where crime is reduced because young people will have a chance to work and live in a better society. Young people who are listening today should tell their parents to please get out and vote on tomorrow for the people who have been working for you. Vote for Richard Hollis for mayor. Lincoln J. Ragsdale, a man who has worked with me for you, for city council. The other members of city council are Robert Aiden, Charles Farrell, Ed Corrick, Manuel Pena, Madeline Van Arsdale. Vote for these people for the city council.
Thank you very much, Reverend Brooks. At this time, we present to you a great leader, a man who has done a lot for our community. Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale, Vice President of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, President of the Valley Life Insurance Company, your representative on the City Council, Mr. Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. And thanks to so many of my friends who have contributed their time, money, and good wishes in this campaign. This has been a wonderful opportunity to work and to find out so many things about our city. Now tomorrow you're going to go to the polls, you're going to vote. You're going to determine what you want in your city. We need jobs. We need an equal opportunity to get a decent job and to hold a job. The only way we can do this is by sending a new man into our city for moral leadership. We need Richard Dick Hollis to be our mayor, to lead this city. And if we elect Mr. Hollis, we can have swimming pools in the south part of town. As you know, south of the riverbed, we are without any swimming pools at all, without the park facilities. I ask you and my many friends to come out tomorrow early before you go to work and cast that one vote for the Action Citizens Ticket. Be sure and vote for Richard Dick Hollis, our candidate, your candidate, and our friend for the mayor of the city of Phoenix.
Thank you, Mr. Ragsdale. At this time, we would like to present to you an honest man, a good man. He served in the city attorney's office, the state attorney general's office. He was elected county attorney 2 times and served in the United States House of Representatives for 3 terms. He relinquished his seat to run for governor of the state. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your next mayor of the city of Phoenix, Mr. Richard Dick Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. I'm truly impressed and touched here today to be with some very good friends like Reverend Brooks, Lincoln Ragsdale, and Reverend Kendrick, who will follow me. I'm touched with the fact that so many friends throughout this community have responded to this cause. It's a cause for the people. I first knew Lincoln Ragsdale about 15 years ago when I ran for governor, and he and I have been associated on many occasions since then. And believe me, he is one of the top leaders in this community. And to have him associate as a councilman in this coming city administration means a great deal to Phoenix. and we ought to get out and support him and all the rest of this ticket wholeheartedly. When we talk about a better Phoenix, we think of not only parks and recreational facilities and other things, better streets, better services, but we think of a healthy community in the way of jobs. At the present time, there are too many people unemployed. We need basic industry, and by that I mean textile mills or metal manufacturing mills, all kinds of industry that hire people across the board. And when we get these industries here, we expect to have equal opportunity for every individual, so that the man goes in and applies for a job. If he has the ability to perform it, he's going to get it. That means a lot to a healthy city, and we're going to work for that for you, the people in Phoenix. We have a lot of problems and things that we've discussed in the last 6 weeks since we've been in this campaign, but the biggest thing that I've run into, I think, is that the people are tired of 14 years of continuous administration with no response to the will of the people. They don't take them into their hearts. What we intend to do is to leave our doors open so anyone, regardless of who you are, can come down to City Hall and discuss their problems, and we will then try to solve them. We know we're inviting ourselves in for a lot, but as your servants, that's what we expect to do. Because in that way, you will have a city administration of the people and by the people. We ask you to be sure and go to the polls tomorrow and vote, and get all your neighbors and friends to vote. Vote for this ticket that's going to put the city government back in the hands of the people. And when you've done that, we will really be indebted to you, and we will serve you to the best of our ability. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Hollis. Friends, you have just heard the next mayor of the city of Phoenix, Mr. Richard Dick Hollis. There are a lot of issues in this election, and certainly these men can solve them. We have a lot of problems in Phoenix, problems that have affected all of us. And if you want to do something about this problem, you will get out and vote on November the 12th for the Action Citizens ticket. At this time, we would like to present to you the Reverend A.G. Kendrick, a lifetime member of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and pastor of the First Institutional Baptist Church. Reverend Kendrick.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. Friends, these are the men and the one woman that I endorse for the Action Citizens ticket: Richard F. Harless for mayor, for the city council, Lincoln J. Ragsdale, Robert L. Adine, Charles J. Farrell, Ed Carrick, Manuel Pena, Jr., and Mrs. Madeline Van Arsdale. I urge you to go to the polls and vote Tuesday, November the 12th. So act as a citizen of Phoenix and help make it a better place in which to live by casting your vote for these above named who have pledged themselves to the task of making our city a better place in which to work and to live.
Just for a last word, we want to bring back Reverend Brooks.
My friends, Tuesday is a very important day for us all. This city election is important. You got out and voted once this year, and that vote meant an awful lot to our community. I urge you now to go out again on Tuesday, November 12th, and vote. Vote for the Action Citizens ticket. Vote again. Let the world know that you stand ready to use that right which the Constitution gives you. Vote for Richard Harless for mayor, Lincoln Ragsdale, Robert Aden, Chuck Farrell, Madeline Van Arsdale for city council. Vote on Tuesday, November 12th. I plead with you.
Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. After all, the battle is not won or lost, but we can tell you how you fought and how many you have come out and voted. We want to get at least 90% of the people in our community to come out and cast their vote tomorrow. Want you to come out and vote for us. We need your vote. If you give us your support, we will elect a new city council. We'll send Mr. Richard Dick Hollis in as our mayor of the city. And I promise you, if you give us the opportunity to serve you, we will make this city a city where all men will have an equal opportunity for work and for play and for public accommodations.
Thank you, Mr. Ragsdale. Our next mayor, Mr. Richard Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. I just say at this moment, last hour before the election, not only vote yourself, but try to be sure that you get one of your friends or neighbors to vote. Start talking it up this last minute to be able to get out all the vote. This is the most important election in the history of the city of Phoenix. I want to be there to serve with Lincoln Ragsdale and the rest of this team. So let's put our shoulder to the wheel, go to the polls tomorrow, and vote.
Thank you, Mr. Hollis. Friends, you have just heard from men in your community who have been doing a great job for you. We want to have this job to be continued. We have many problems. We have problems that are facing us. We'll have problems coming up. If you vote for the Action Citizens ticket, I promise you that many of these problems will be erased. Vote for Richard F. Hollis for mayor, for Councilman Robert L. Aiden, Charles Farrell, Ed Carrick, Manuel Pena Jr., Lincoln J. Ragsdale, and Madeline Van Arsdale. Vote tomorrow for the Action Citizens ticket.